gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor, can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor.
Eleanor from the Turtles, the Radio Eleanor theme tune. Hello and welcome, this is Paul Rogers here with part two on the documentary story of Radio Eleanor, a programme looking back over the last 3 years. Yesterday, we heard of Radio Eleanor up till October of 1982. In the next hour, we shall look at LBC and the return of Radio Eleanor after the closure of LBC. So stay tuned to Radio Eleanor for the next 1 hour, part two of a documentary program on the history of the last 3 years of Radio Eleanor. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, Radio Eleanor closed down in the middle of 1982, and in October of 1982, October of last year, three people decided that it was about time that some money was made from pirate radio. So Penal Kenny, John Dwyer, who was formerly making lots of money with Merseyland Alternative Radio, and also Bert Williams, got together and started LBC, Liverpool Broadcasting Company, on 259 metres. Here's a few extracts of LBC.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome once again for joining me, Peter Cattell, on LBC 259 and 459 metres on the medium wave band. They call it the station with more choice and less voice. And you will think differently from that when you've had 3 hours of Peter Cattell. Got some good fun for you this morning, coming along at 10 to 10. Our humour spot there, and some very important information, dedications, American interviews, advertisements, etc., etc. Let's get on with the music, should we? Here's Fat Larry's band. Sadly, it's on its way down rather rapidly, but I enjoyed listening to it while I was here. Good morning to everybody in the Northwest. As I say, a very good morning to everybody in the Northwest, and that includes you lot down there in North Wales too. I've had your dedications and thanks for writing in. Nice to know you're listening. 4 minutes after 9 o'clock the time on LBC. Here's the new thing from Diana Ross. It's called Muscles. Ah, that was hysterical. Saw him being interviewed there actually by Des O'Connor, and he was saying his mum had seen the film Arthur where he had to appear nude. She said, "Oh, Dudley, I saw all your bits and pieces when you haven't changed in 40 years. seem to have a strange idea what happens to us lads as we get a little bit older.
More music.
Let's move on. Disco sounds. Here's Natasha. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock the time.
That's the Chilites from a million years ago. Do you remember? Have you seen her? Have you seen our new disc jockey? Have you seen have you heard our new disc jockey, I should say? Well, that's Shelley. And she'll be here at 4 o'clock this afternoon, as she was yesterday. Time for just one more before... I was going to say before the news at 1 o'clock. We will have news on the station, hopefully, or maybe by Christmas or the New Year anyway. Takes a bit of arranging that, you see. Got a bit of a dry throat today. I don't know if you ever get that dry throat, you know. Your throat seizes up and you can't say anything. It's,
Hey, you! Don't touch that!
Is he talking to me?
It's a heavy, heavy nut, the sound.
That sounds like my throat.
Visited Eye Catchers yet? It's the place to buy your Christmas clothes now. There's furs and sheepskins on special offer. They sell all famous makes of jeans and cords, including Lee, Levi's, Cup, a Second Image, and many more. There's chunky jumpers from £6.99, cord skirts from £4.99, dresses from £4.99, and jackets from £9.99. Call and see their selections today. They're at Wallasey Road, Liscard in Wallasey, and the ground floor St John's Market, Liverpool. Pop into Eye Catchers, as there's probably something there to catch your eye. Amit Video is the first all-beta video shop in the northwest of England. See the wonder of Disney titles like Love Bug, Pete's Dragon and Condor Man. Enjoy the world of action with Burt Reynolds and Charles Bronson. And enter the world of Twilight with the likes of Insomnoid and The Exterminator. Don't forget, they are the only people who have an all-beta format in the northwest of England. It's Amit Video at 184 Poulton Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. Open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
The new album by Dionne Warwick called Heartbreaker. 41 in the States this week and doing well in the LBC chart as well. On the singles chart, that's one of our power plays this week. It's 4 minutes after 1 o'clock, Mark Wright for LBC. I'm talking all the rubbish between the records. This afternoon, I hope you'll stay with me till 4 o'clock, and I hope you'll join Shelley at 4, and then John Dwyer at 5, and we close down tonight at 7 o'clock. And of course, this is the station where there's more choice and less voice. That's because we play two records in a row normally.
It's called Merry Christmas, everybody. We're all planned for Christmas this end. I hope you are. We'll be bringing you live broadcasts all over Christmas and into the new year. Action-packed Paducah, and we'll be having phone-ins. The whole lot. Loads of competitions and loads of giveaways. Okay, a reminder on our address, you'd like to drop us a line. I'm here till 4 till 7, just for this week anyway. I'm doing the drive times, that's from next week, just between 5 and 7. But for the moment, it's 3 hours Monday to Friday, for just this week only. And I think you know the address, it's Paul K on Merseyside. Staying with the old stuff. Remember this one? It's the Shangri-Las.
Firstly, Peter Cattell presenting his morning show, followed by a few of the LBC adverts. Then Mark Wright doing his afternoon stint, and followed by Paul Caver. Some extracts from LBC, Liverpool Broadcasting Company. Recordings taken October and November of 1982. LBC had quite a few problems. Mr. John Dwyer, who was the advertising rep at the time, was kicked off the station for fiddling the advertisement money. Also, Peter Cattell was also taken off the air later on for doing the same. Here are a few more recordings to give you an idea of what LBC sounded like.
Just before the top of the hour, 62 Wallasey Road, Wallasey, Merseyside, for that longer-lasting tan. They've got a special offer of 24 half-hour sessions for £20, or 12 half-hour sessions for £12 under their brand-new Sontegra sunbeds with the latest pink tubes, which are more beneficial for your skin. They tan a lot faster and more permanently. There you are. Give them a call on 051-639-4304. Black Solarium, 62 Wallasey Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. Chuck Mangione takes us up to the top of the hour at 2 o'clock. I'll be back with us lots more music after that. Until 3, with John Dwyer takes over at 3.
At 2, it's Bert. And then at 4 o'clock, it's the third Paul of the day. That's Paul Kay along between 4 and 7. Johnny Dwyer with us at 7 till 9. That's how Bogans look today here on LBC, and I certainly hope you're going to stay tuned with us right the way through the weekend, and we'll keep you in touch with the very best in music. In the meantime, if you're out on the road, hope you would too. Back in time to 78, and Bob Seger, the Hollywood Nights. LBC for a Saturday, a wonderful weekend. Stay along with us, the very best in music. At 8 minutes away from 12 o'clock this Saturday. And before that, we had Bob Seger as Hollywood Nights. And we got one more to take us closer to 12 o'clock, and it's Saturday afternoon. And I think, of course, a frog in my throat. With you through till 2 o'clock on LBC this weekend, the very best in music for you, it's Barry Cullen. Don't forget, next week we've got a mailing address for you to start writing into us here at the station. And you can hear that, I think, on Monday. So Monday, first thing on Monday morning with Pete Cattell. Tune in and grab that mailing address. Drop us a few lines. We're dying to hear from you. Music
now. Never close your eyes. And before that, I had a track from Buddy Holly, but I didn't actually put the correct track on because the LP, somebody came in to the studio and I was talking for a moment, and the LP, the way it's laid out, it's a bit confusing, and I actually put the wrong one on, so I'm going to try and, well, I should hopefully have on the Buddy Holly one that I intended to play now. Coming up just now, it's 10 minutes to 3 p.m. on this Saturday afternoon from LBC with me, your host, Bert Williams. 1960s from Jimmy Ruffin, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. This is LBC on 259 and 459, and I'm going to have to start saying cheerio for now, and I'm going to play a record by the Bears to take us up to the top of the hour, when we'll be having Nicholas James along. I'll be with you tomorrow afternoon, that's Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m, and I'll be taking you through till 3 p.m. again. The Bears, Turn, 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 and this is to take us up to 3 p.m. Apologies for not having me theme, but it's been mislaid in the records somewhere.
It's 30 minutes away from close down at 6 this afternoon here on LBC, where the music comes first on the medium wave. Every day of the week on 259 1170 kilohertz. As I said, tomorrow we'll check a deck on the three of the best at 4:30. And as usual, the traffic reports 4:45 and 5:15 tomorrow, featuring at 5:30, the birthday farm. That's a lineup on your drive time program, which happens just after the 4 o'clock news.
I had to just let the drummer get his little bit in, didn't I? Fortunately, we have to leave focus there, because sadly it's time for me to go. Do a little bit more work if I can. My thanks once again for listening to me. To remind you, I'll be back at the same time tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Peter Cattell. If you have just tuned in, you're listening to LBC, Liverpool Broadcasting Company, 259 and 459 on the medium wave band. Don't forget what I said, will you, about driving. If you are driving, please take it easy. Other than that, enjoy the rest of your day and stay tuned to 259. Cheerio, I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Firstly, Mark Wright, then Barry Cullen, then Bert Williams, then Paul Rogers, and then Peter Cattell, extracts from LBC, 259 metres, medium wave. All the presenters that are now on Radio Eleanor were involved with LBC. That's Tony Reeve, Mark Wright, Barry Cullen, Nick James, and myself, Paul Rogers. LBC came on the air on the 18th of August, 1982, and went through till round about March of 1983. In the first few months of the station, it operated 7 days a week, from Monday to Friday, from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., and weekends, Saturday and Sunday, from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. After a few months of transmission 7 days a week, the transmission hours were shortened 5 days a week, from 9 a.m. in the morning through till 6 o'clock in the evening time. The quality of the LBC signal deteriorated enormously at the beginning of 1983. This was due to the engineer Bert Williams. He didn't seem to be interested in putting out a good quality signal at that time. And a meeting was held in March 1983, and the people present at the meeting were Nick James, Barry Cullen, Mark Wright, myself, Paul Rogers, and station manager Peanut Kenny. And there was a meeting, and it was decided, there was a vote drawn, and it was decided that LBC should change its name back to Radio Eleanor. So this was decided, and there was this was announced over the airwaves the following week, and Bert Williams arrived at the studio location, not being terribly happy about the news, and he confiscated his transmitting equipment. So LBC was off the air. So after the demise of Liverpool Broadcasting Company, some weeks later, Radio Eleanor returned. This time, the Radio Eleanor engineer was Tom Lodge, who was running a station called Station M International on a Sunday on 212 14 13 kHz. Tom helped the station out enormously, and we were on the air on Saturdays on 14 13 214 metres medium wave band. Radio Eleanor returned. The presenters on the station on the first weekend were Barry Cullen, Mark Wright and Paul Rogers. Station manager still being Peanut Kenny.
Playing the music.
The best music.
If you don't already know, I did tell you earlier on actually about what's going on in Dublin and over in Ireland this week. It's been a pretty sad week this week, especially sort of Wednesday and Thursday. Pretty sad, because Radio Nova were raided on Wednesday, and they went off the air, even though they did return on Thursday to do sort of a few hours on the air, and they closed down at 6 o'clock on Thursday, and also on Thursday morning at around a quarter to 10, I think it was, Sunshine Radio were also raided, so they're actually off the air. And also, two stations in Cork, Eastside Radio and South Coast Radio, they have also been taken off, and also Radio Leinster, and also Treble T Radio are all off the air. So it's sort of part of a big clampdown on the Irish stations over there. So it has been a very sad week for Irish free radio, and in fact for all free radio fans everywhere. It's been a pretty sad week, and let's hope that the stations will in fact come back on the air very soon. 24 in front of 6 and the Creatures. That's what friends are for. Like a request or dedication, if you like any records playing for you between 4 and 6 on Saturdays, drop us a line. And if you like us to carry on with the alternative show, write in, tell us. And we'll stick to the alternative between 5 and 6. We don't, if anybody doesn't write in, well, we won't carry on with it, you see. So drop us a line, tell us that you want us to carry on with alternative 5 till 6, and we'll do so, because we're here for you, you see. So Paul Rogers on the air between 4 and 6 o'clock every Saturday. The address, it's 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey in the County of Merseyside. That's number 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey in the County of Merseyside.
Come on, get on with it!
All right. Getting on with it, with Tears for Fears. It's called Pale Shelter. Good afternoon, we got the music till 6, and then it's closed down for Eleanor.
The one before that, it was Tears for Fears, it was called Pale Shelter.
What a couple of charmers.
Yeah, good record, sir. All right, Paul with you for another 10 minutes or so here on Eleanor on 214 metres on the medium wave on this Saturday. Today it's been another test transmission, and I hope we've got everything right for you. I hope it's sounding all right for you. And don't forget that next week we'll go on to our regular Saturday programmes from 12 o'clock till 6 o'clock, all right? 12 till 6 every Saturday for the time being, as from next week. You heard it today as well. Good afternoon. Hope it's going all right for you today. Hope you've had a good day. Hope you've been doing today. Have you been out of the shops or whatever, or just listening to Eleanor? This is for you, it's Afraid of Mice. Or even After the Fire.
Huh? 3:15 here on Eleanor. Mark Wright till 4 o'clock doing it, trying to get away with it on a Saturday afternoon. Hang on, girl. That's the 12-inch version of Kajagoogoo's Hang On Now, Girl. Their third hit single. If you just tuned in to us, you're in tune with Free Radio. That's Radio Eleanor broadcasting on 214 on a Saturday afternoon. Just to return to Christine Dawes' letter here. Sorry about the break there, Christine. Had one or two problems in the studio anyway. Talking about Steve Wright getting married, that's not the only thing she mentioned. She also said she loves his laugh. Oh, that's true. It's not his laugh, you know. It's actually taken from a record which Nick James has got, and we used to use on LBC. I'll get hold of that again sometime. It's called... it's by The Hysterics. That's the one he uses. What else? It's hard to read this in pencil, Christine. Can you write in ink next week? Says your competition was too hard for me this week, so I couldn't enter it. Say hi to Ken Usher, who lives in Bootle. All right, hi, Ken. Also, Les Monk. Yes, yeah, Samantha. Kevin Palmer. Mike Doyle, Paddington. Mark Tudor, I think it is. Andrew Milton. Or Mullen, sorry, Andrew Mullen, and any other cough person or people listening. I'm sure there will be one or two. The record I'd like you to play is American Hearts by Billy Ocean. Or other than that, any other disco music. Love and Kisses from Christine. P.S. Now this is the important bit here. P.S. Don't tell Barry Cullen, but I think I have a crush on him. I don't know whether Barry will be listening, Christine, but I won't mention it. I know you've been dropping Barry a few lines here. P.S. Can I have a picture of all you hunks here at the station? Hang on a sec. Have we got any hunks here at the station? Any hunks? Sorry, Christine. No hunks here. Actually, we don't usually send photos out for security reasons, but in your case, I don't know. We'll have a think about it, all right? Have a word with Barry and see what we can do. Have a word with Paul as well. None of us are really the macho type, though, you know? We're not the American footballer build, that kind of... Not the all-American boy look, but... We'll see what we can do about a photo. Anyway, thanks very much for your letter. It's now 18 past three. Haven't got American Hearts by Billy Ocean, which is a pity, because it reminds me it was out when I was on holiday in the Isle of Man. And a great record, that American Hearts, but I have got one other by Billy Ocean. I hope you like this one, from 1976, especially for Christine. Nice to hear from you. Drop me a line again, Christine. Here's Billy Ocean. Her love really hurts without you. From 1976, especially for Christine there. Love Really Hurts Without You, and then the new single from Shag Attack, one of the new entries on the chart. If you'd like to drop me a line, or a request, or a mention, or anything at all, RE71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. And a piece of information for everyone who went along to the Playhouse earlier this year to see Blood Brothers, starring Barbara Dixon. Apparently, a new record of that show has just been produced. And if you go along to the theatre on June the 18th, Willie Russell will actually autograph that for you. You can buy it in the shops very shortly. Also, I can tell you that Willie Russell used to go to my college. Yeah, that makes me famous. That makes Willie Russell famous. Great music between now and 4 o'clock. And Paul Rogers has a lot of good stuff between 4 and 6 as well.
The best music. The best station. One more. Two extracts there from the new Radio Eleanor of earlier on this year after the demise of LBC. Presenters there, Paul Rogers, followed by Mark Wright. As mentioned on the new Radio Eleanor, on 214 meters, 1413 kilohertz. On the first week of Radio Eleanor, the transmitter was borrowed from Station M International and Tom Lodge, who was the engineer at the time. Tom Lodge ran Station M, and Station M broadcast on Sundays on 1413 kilohertz, and they allowed us to use their frequency on a Saturday. The transmission hours for Radio Eleanor on a Saturday were at first 12 o'clock till 6 o'clock. After just 1 week of using the borrowed Station M transmitter for Radio Eleanor on a Saturday, there was a bad thunder and lightning day on Merseyside when the Eleanor transmissions were taking place. And the transmitter was unfortunately damaged by the lightning. But a new transmitter was built and everything was sorted out, and Eleanor and Station M ran respectively. That was Radio Eleanor on a Saturday on 1413 and Station M on a Sunday on 1413 for quite a few months. And it was at this time that the director of Radio Eleanor at the time, Peanut Kenny, decided to leave us, as he had other projects to think about and he had other things to do at the time. So, and in fact, Peanut Kenny had been losing interest in the station since after the demise of LBC. Kenny didn't seem really interested in Eleanor. So Peanut Kenny left us, and it was up to me then to run the station. And we took on a few presenters. We took on Tony Reeve, who was heard on LBC a few months previous. He joined the station. And also a new name to pirate radio, Clark Kent, who joined us. And he broadcast a two-hour program for us on a Saturday. So the lineup for the Radio Eleanor after Peanut Kenny left us was extended from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Saturdays, and the presenters were Clark Kent, Tony Reeve, Mark Wright, Barry Cullen and myself, Paul Rogers. And it was up to a few months ago we decided that we should broadcast on Sundays as well. And in order to do this, we had to move frequency because, as you know, Station M broadcast on 13 kilohertz in the medium wave band. So we had to move frequency. And also we had to move location at the time as well. So we found a new frequency and we found a new location. And a few months ago we started to broadcast on Sundays as well. Saturdays and Sundays, with the transmission hours 10 o'clock until 6 o'clock on a Saturday and 10 o'clock until 7 o'clock on a Sunday.
Coming around to 4:30 here on Eleanor, got Barry Cullen in the studio. He's you won't believe this. He is at the moment arranging to put a cigarette lighter in his car.
Whoa! Tell you, it's not easy. I'm not electrically minded.
I mean, you'd think the guy had a Jag or something, you know?
It's hard work. It's only so that I can work my light off it. Have you seen me big light?
You don't even smoke, do you? Let's have a look at this light. Can we? Do you want to have a look at Barry's light here? Can we have a look at this?
This is the light.
Oh, this is one of those sort of camping lights, isn't it?
Well, sort of, yeah. It's one of those bright lights. It lights the lights.
It lights the lights. Yeah, I've heard that before somewhere. It's good if you break down, isn't it?
It is, yeah. At present, I'm trying to find a live wire.
I know a few of them.
This is serious. And I can't find one at all in the car, so...
Well, listen, you can have one of mine if you like.
Really?
No, does it drain the battery heavily?
Yes, yeah, it, yeah. But it's very efficient. You can see them for a good half mile away. It's not bad, you know.
Good for flashing down aliens and things like that,
that's
you know.
It,
you
yeah.
to...
UFOs.
UFOs, yes, it's not bad.
So to stand there out on the Hoylake foreshore and flash your light in the sky. And
that's it, yeah. We own mobile lighthouse, if you like.
I see, yeah. Well, you go off and play anyway. I'll carry on with my show.
I'll go and play. You carry on.
Here's a new single from, who is it? You remember George Clinton and a record called The Atomic Dog, which got it to the top of the US charts. There goes Barry off with his light. I remember Paul Rogers used to play that a lot on LBC. Well, he's got a new single out under a different name of the K9 Corporation. It's doing quite well on the charts, Capitol Records. Have a listen to this one called Dog Tour.
We go to Jim to party, we have the dog tour.
That's George Benson, and the title track to his current LP called In Your Eyes, and that's of course his brand new single out on Warner Bros. Records, righty-dighty. Almost time for our 2:45 special, and that's coming up in a few moments' time after our next record, and that's featuring two from Heaven 17. Around about 10 minutes to 3, a repeat of the competition which I played for you earlier on today at around about 1:30. Yes, we're getting worse than the There's a Birkenhead Bread Company for repeats, aren't we? Let's go back in time now to 1971. Do you remember this one? Back 12 years with Redbone and of course the Witch Queen of New Orleans. I mean, it's a bit late for our 2:45 special today. How about calling it the 2:47 special instead? As you might guess by now, it's Heaven 17. Wheels of Industry, yeah, that's Heaven 17 and Crushed by the Wheels of Industry, and put on our 2:45 special this week, Heaven 17 also, and of course the first single called Let Me Go, that was the record which really sort of got them onto the pop scene in the year of 1982. And if like your favourite 2:45 nominated, your favourite artist or group, then please write to me, Tony Reed, 245, 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. That's Tony Reed, 245 special, 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside, L449EF. That's also the address as well for the competition. And once again, I remind you of the competition. I play for you a line from a song at the wrong speed, and you have to guess from that the title and the artist. Here it comes. I want to know, please, the artist and the title of that record. If you know, please write to me once again. It's Tony Reeves, 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside, L449EF. And you can win a record token to buy a single of your choice. Yep, a record token.
Pleasant free, 204.
Extracts from Radio Eleanor, Mark Wright, Barry Cullen, and Tony Reeve. Well, the new frequency was 204 metres, 1449 kilohertz. And we broadcast from the new location Saturdays and Sundays on this frequency, even though we were running the station at low power at the time, due to a few reasons. Well, after a few weeks broadcasting from the new location, we had a few problems concerning local interference. We were causing some interference locally, which we had to sort out, and that has, in fact, been sorted out, and we're here on 204 1449 every Saturday and Sunday. And that brings us up to date, doesn't it? Yes, it brings us right up to date. For the remainder of the programme, we shall be playing more extracts from the last 3 years on Eleanor. So stand by for more recordings for the next 15 minutes or so.
It's wonderful.
We're standing in for Pino Kenny for half the night. We were supposed to close down at 11 p.m, but with it being a special and Jim Brown standing in for me and me coming on the air, we did go through till just about 2 minutes coming up to 25 to 1 Saturday morning, the 9th of January, 1982. I'd also like to say thank you to Radio Alpine and also give them a tune on 299 Monday at 12 o'clock sharp, when they'll be taking you right through till 6 p.m. So that's thanks to Radio Alpine, who'll be on the air Monday. And also don't forget to tune in. So don't forget to tune in to Jim Brown playing around with the mixer again. So thanks to everybody who's been listening in tonight, and I'll just give you a quick rundown who was on Monday. The Monday timetable, 6 to 7 was Mark Wright, 7 to 8 was Nick James, 8 to 9 was Dave Allen, 9 to 10 Barry Cullen, 10 to 11 was Mr. Ian Dale, and it was the same Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday timetable was 6 to 7 Mark Wright, 7 till 8 was Cliff Marsh. We'd like to apologise for the break-in transmissions between 7 and 8 Thursday with Cliff Marsh, because we had a slight technical problem, and you wouldn't believe it, it was a slight little fuse that flew, and it took us about half an hour to find out and to put it right. And also we'd like to thank 9 till 10 Jenny Darlington on Thursday evening, and 10 to 11 Tony Carr. Tony Carr will be doing 1 hour now per week because he's working so hard, and that's the only time he can put more or less into the radio at the moment. But Tony Carr will be taking his hours back again later on in the future. And the Friday timetable, that was this evening, the 8th of January, well, it's the 9th of January now, 6 till 7 was Barry Cullen, 7 till 9 was Anne Stand, and 9 till 10 was Andy Jones, a new presenter on Eleanor, and you'll be hearing a lot more of Andy Jones as the weeks be coming forward in 1982. And 10 to 11 should have been Peanut Kenny, but Jim Brown stood in for Peanut, and I come along here and there and said a few words, and also played a few little tapes of Radio Alpine, what we caught it today when I was up in Chester. So thanks to Alpine and Jim Brown, and Jim Brown will be back on the air tomorrow at 10 o'clock sharp with Steve Gray on 266 1125 kilohertz, bringing you the very best for a Saturday. So we'd like to just play this record out, and then I'll come down and do the final close down, and it's by the late Bob Marley, No Woman, No Cry. Broadcasting to the central and Merseyside, North Wales, also the northwestern surrounding areas, on a frequency of 266 1125 kHz in the medium wave band. The Peanut Kenny and the Jim Brown Show brings a close to this bright Saturday evening's folks. Saturday mornings programmes on Radio Eleanor. The programmes what you heard this Friday evening, 6 till 7 was Barry Cullen, 7 till 9 was Anne Stand, 9 till 10 was Andy Jones, and 10 till 11 was Peanut Kenny, Jim Brown, taking you right through till 12:45 early Saturday morning. Been listening to Free Independent Radio Eleanor, broadcast to you 5 nights a week from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday to Friday. With information sheets, card stickers and dedications and requests, send a SASAE to the mailing address, which is RE Radio Eleanor, 71 Ashville Road, Pooton Wallasey, Merseyside. Radio Eleanor would like to thank you for tuning in our way this Saturday morning, the 9th of January 1982, so from Peanut Kenny and Eleanor's chief engineer Bert Williams, also Edna the Tea Lady, who makes everything possible, also the backroom staff, and hope you can tune our way Monday coming up at 6 o'clock sharp. At 6 o'clock sharp, with the programme 6 till 7, Monday evening, Mark Wright, 7 till 8, Nick James, 8 till 9, Dave Allen, 9 till 10, Barry Cullen, 10 till 11, Ian Dale. Also like to thank Mark Wright, Andy Jones, Anne Stand, Jenny Darlington, Tony Carr, Nicholas James, Ian Dale, Barry Cullen, Dave Allen, Cliff Marsh, also Edna the Tea Lady, Bert Williams, the chief engineer, also Jim Brown. Tune into Radio Rondown 266 1125 kHz, 10 o'clock sharp. Close for Saturday morning's broadcasting from Radio Eleanor. We wish to thank you and also say good night and God bless. Don't forget to tune into Radio Ronda 266, 10 o'clock sharp, 10 o'clock in the morning. So from Peanut Kenny and Jim Brown, we love you.
A very good morning to you. It's just gone 3 minutes after 12 o'clock. You're in tune with 214 metres on the medium wave. That's, of course, 1386 kilohertz. And a very good morning to you from Radio Eleanor. With you for the next 2 hours. Music, it's yours truly, Barry Cullen, until 2 o'clock. Lots of good music, competition answers, and a lot more between now and then. In the meantime, here's Candy Gal.
Oh, puppy, she's so fine.
That's a little bit better. 5 after 12 o'clock for this Saturday afternoon. And I can tell you, I very nearly didn't make it then. I decided to start chewing a bar of chocolate. And a couple of minutes after 12 o'clock. And then had a mouthful when it came to speak before. It won't do, will it? Great to have you along. Hope you're going to stay along with me for the next 2 hours here on 214 metres. It's the music of Eleanor. It's good to be back with you. For the second time this week, I suppose, because if you were listening in on Thursday night, and you would have heard us doing an evening's music together with the Station M International right away through until 12 o'clock. We enjoyed it, I hope you did too. Election, well, we'll talk about that later on. We've got the marathon training, that's coming up a little bit later on too. The answer to the competitions, and there's two outstanding currently, because I was on holiday last week, and a fine holiday I had too. All that to come between now and 2 o'clock, but before then, we've got lots, lots more, and a lot of good music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Radio Eleanor with Barry Cullen.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking of good music is Laura Branigan, and a thing called Gloria.
That's what it's called. I Wanna Be Your Boyfriend from the Uncool Dance Band. Dead on 7:15 it is. You're in tune with Radio Eleanor, 266 metres medium wave. That's 1125 kilohertz AM. And we broadcast, for the time being anyway, from between 6 and 10 o'clock, Monday through till Friday, and shortly, we hope, we shall be broadcasting between 6 and 12, as soon as we've got all our programme schedules worked out, and we shall broadcast with you in mind. So if you'd like to write to us and say what sort of music you'd like to hear, or even just write to us and say what the reception's like in your area, all letters like that are always read, and we take note. We'd love to know exactly what you, the listener, would like to hear, because we're free radio, and that means that we don't cost you a single penny. We don't get any money from advertising that you put extra levies on your cornflakes or things like that, and also we don't get any money from licenses. We do it all for free, just for you, with you in mind. So therefore, if you're listening, it makes it all worthwhile. This is Toya. Stop talking, Marsh, and play some music. All right. It's called Thunder in the Mountains.
Good evening, this is the sound of Free Radio to Merseyside, North Wales and the Great North West. This is Radio Eleanor. And it's the sound of Ian Dale in the chair for the next 55 minutes or so. Radio Eleanor on test transmission, and I shall be spinning some good music for you. And as ever on these occasions, your reception reports will be most gratefully received. So I shall be giving you the address for those a little bit later on, and also details for our weekday broadcasting. Going down very well indeed in the discos. That's a chart single from a band called Imagination and a little thing called Body Talk.
And now, the sound of a tiny cockroach sneezing, magnified 60 million times!
If you just tuned in, Radio Eleanor, 266 metres medium wave, Ian Dale here for the foreseeable future at least. If you'd like to write to us with a reception report, well, as I said before, they will be most gratefully accepted. just drop us a line to RE71 Ashville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside, and that'll be the address for requests and dedications. Before we start our regular weekday broadcasting, starting tomorrow. News of that later.
Exactly 5:30 is that is it. Isn't that amazing, that record? Sensational, as Tony Blackburn would say. Half an hour to go before Rick Dane's Rock Hour at 6 o'clock in Eleanor. Robert Plant, Big Log, the second time round today on the show. Yes. That's the power play this afternoon. That's going out especially to Chris in ABC Chemists in Birkenhead. I haven't had a chance to go in there again lately. I did mention her the other week. She doesn't know me, but she's a lovely girl that works in there. I think her name's Chris, an Associated Birkenhead chemist. So if you know her, I'll probably get a nasty letter from a boyfriend now. He's probably much bigger than me. If you know a girl called Chris in ABC in Birkenhead next to Skellington Records, and she's not going with anybody, get her to drop me a line, all right? She is lovely. Okay, that's Robert Plant. I shall be in there to buy some stuff soon. So isn't it terrible using your radio show to try and get dates? It's disgusting. I wouldn't normally do this, so... Alright, now a lot of good stuff to fit in between now and 6 o'clock. And I thought I'd play something by Paul Young, because the only record around that's getting played on the radio at the moment is Wherever I Lay My Wife Runs Is My Home. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'll get the sack now. here's the B-side of that record. Radio Eleanor 2:14 with Men at Work. When I say 2:14, I don't mean 14 minutes past 2. It's 13 minutes to 6. It's Men at Work, It's a Mistake, from the album Cargo. Think it was a mistake to release that one as a single? It's not doing too well, but it's a nice sound. Right. 13 minutes of the show to go. Rick Dane has just arrived at the studio, and he's settling in with some good rock records. And at 7 o'clock tonight, Paul Rogers has the Alternative Music Show, or whatever he calls it, Alternative Music for an Hour, and also those requests which you phoned in this afternoon between 4 and 4:30. Hasn't it been a busy day on Eleanor? And also, earlier on today, just giving a mention, you not only heard Paul Rogers and Clark Kent, Superman, oh, he's just flown by again, and Tony Reeve, who's standing in for Barry Cullen, but will also have his own show when Barry comes back. And it's been Mark Wright between 3 and now. It's 12 minutes or so before 6 o'clock. And it's the B-side of competition, something out the top 10. This is the B-side of it. What is the A-side? Who are the artists? If you know, then drop me a line by this Wednesday. And the address to write to, if you just got a pen and a piece of paper there, is, and do not write anything else on your envelope but this, what I'm about to say, because it's most important that. The address to write to is Mark Wright, care of, that's just CO, 71 Ashville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. Ashville is spelled A-S-H-A-S-H-V-I-L-L-E Road. Mark Wright, care of, 71 Ashville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. Do not write RE or Radio Eleanor on your envelope. So what is the A-side of this one from the top 10?
There's me that's on fire, not this cigarette. I was stabbed in the back by that young sergeant chef. And why do I care if she leaves me alone? If I need somebody, I'll pick up the phone. I'll put on my good face, clean up the flat.
Coming round to 4 minutes before 6 o'clock, Bananarama, it's a cruel summer now you've gone. Oh, certainly isn't a cool summer. More hours of Eleanor left before now, between now and 8 o'clock, and two very different styles of music to come. Rick Dane has rock for the next hour from 6 to 7, and Paul Rogers has your requests and alternative music between 7 and 8, and that is the lineup for the rest of the day. We've enjoyed ourselves, and we'll be back next Saturday at 9. I hope you'll join us then as well. How do you feel like some romantic music to finish up with? Something nice and romantic? Yeah, go on. Push the right button, Simon, for God's sake. Go on. What is he doing? That's it. He's got it. No, he hasn't. Never mind. It's not working. The jingle machine is completely packed up. What is Rick Dane going to do for jingles in the next hour? He's going to have to sing them all. That should be interesting.
Even now.
That's Barry Manilow. Dedicate that one especially to Marion this afternoon. Oh, the story behind every song. That's Even Now. It's coming round to 6 o'clock. Rick Dane is next on Eleanor. If you're going out tonight, have a good time. I'll be back at 3 o'clock next Saturday. Stay tuned. Much more good music to come. Bye. Weekend Sound Radio, Eleanor on 254 metres. Elton John, Little Genie. Don't forget, if you'd like to write in to the station for some car stickers, the address is 71 Ashmore Road, Wallasey in Merseyside. Please enclose a stamped address envelope, because it makes it a lot easier for us. As we're already getting thousands and thousands of letters in asking for car stickers. Not all of them have got stamped address envelopes, so please, if you want to make sure you get car stickers, please enclose a stamped address envelope, send it off to that address. Just about 6 minutes to go on my show this morning, my morning show. And this is Dire Straits from the album Making Movies, and the new single called Skate Away.
New jingle. Never mind, we'll have a brand new jingle machine for next week. How many more days to Christmas? Hey, it's not that long, is it? It's about 3 weeks. Oh, by the way, Radio Caroline returns next week, isn't it? Yeah, it's next week. It's the 7th of December today, isn't it? A week today, Radio Caroline returns. It's either the 14th or a week tomorrow, the 15th. Nice record, that, isn't it? Request dedications, anything. Don't forget, we'll be having car stickers, badges, and many, many more items. Pens, mugs, t-shirts.
I will see you tonight for the rock show.
God willing, that is. This is Radio Eleanor coming to you today on 234 metres on the medium wave. Once again, mailing address 71 Ashville Road, Wellesley on Merseyside. Stay tuned for the next fella.
Done away with that transmitter. It was an absolute failure. No, actually, that transmitter is back in the repair workshop and will be modified next week for 254 metres. So next week, definitely a promise, we will be on 254 and 234 simultaneously.
Music. About those problems for the moment.
If you wish to write to Eleanor in any way whatsoever, the mailing address is 71 Ashville Road, Wallasey on Merseyside. That's RE 71 Ashville Road on Merseyside. Pressing buttons here like mad. Here's something now from David Bowie called Shapes of Things.
Extracts there of different presenters from Radio Eleanor over the last 3 years. And that's about it for this documentary programme from Radio Eleanor. I hope that the two-hour documentary this week, 1 hour today and 1 hour yesterday, has given you an idea of how Radio Eleanor came about some 3 years ago, and how the station evolved, and how LBC came about, and of course the return of Radio Eleanor after the LBC closure earlier on this year. So hope that for new listeners to Free Radio, Free Pirate Radio, hope that for all you new listeners, we've given you some idea of what happened over the last few years on Merseyside as regards Eleanor and LBC. And also for a lot of our listeners who do follow Free Radio on Merseyside and probably did know the story, well, hope we brought back some memories for you looking back over the history over the past 3 years. If you'd like a copy, a studio copy of this program, a two-hour program that was an hour yesterday and an hour today, well, we have studio copies of the show available.
And the price of the show is £2.50. Okay, so all you have to do is write into us, but please do not send us any money as yet. Please just write into us and tell us if you fancy having a copy of this documentary show. That's 1 hour yesterday, 1 hour today on a C120 cassette. The price is £2.50 and we supply the tape. So all you have to do is send us the £2.50, but please, as I mentioned, do not send any money yet. The price of the show is £2.50. We supply the tape, we re-record the tape for you and send it off to you. And the postage and the packing is included in the price of £2.50. So that is a very, very reasonable price, and we're not making any money on this, because this program will in fact obviously become a collector's item in the very near future. So get your copies of the show now. In fact, write into me, Paul Rogers, here at 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. And tell me that you fancy a copy of the show, and what we'll do is we'll get back to you. Because we don't want any money going through the post. So write into me, Paul Rogers, 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. Also, that's for any questions you like to ask about various things on this, as regards on this programme. Radio Eleanor is 3 years old this weekend. It has been our birthday weekend, and I hope you have enjoyed the documentary programme that we played for you today. Hope we brought back some memories for you today, as saw all the different personalities that have been involved and all the different people involved in the station over the last few years. Again, if you'd like a copy of the show, please contact me, Paul Rogers, at 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside, and just tell me that you wouldn't mind a copy of the programme. It will appear on a C120 cassette. An hour on part one on one side and part two on the other side. Price £2.50, but please do not send any money through the post. This documentary show has been compiled and presented by Paul Rogers, myself. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed the documentary show. I've sure hoped bringing the programme to you this weekend. Hope you've enjoyed all of the old recordings and so on. Stay tuned to Eleanor. We go through till 6 o'clock this evening. So on behalf of myself, Paul Rogers, I will see you on the airwaves for the close down and of course for our proper shows next weekend. So from myself, Paul, bye for now.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. To a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
You really do me well. You're my friend. leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. Young and so am I, and we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can ask if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance. Everybody taking the chance.
Four o'clock on Radio Eleanor. Good afternoon, welcome into Mark Wright on the radio. Big thanks to Paul Rogers for the last hour and the second part of the history of Radio Eleanor. Here's the power play this afternoon at 4 o'clock exactly. Do we